Bill Kucharski is head of Hawaii County Department of Environmental Management. Part of his responsibility is solid waste. The county has two landfills plus 22 transfer stations. He says the Hilo landfill's life has been extended repeatedly by good management, but will close within 18 months. Closing a landfill is not cheap.
Bill 32, which is money to fund the closure, was unanimously passed by the council. $20 million. Closing the landfill has really two phases. The first phase is when you stop taking waste. Once we stop taking waste, we have to go through a process of closing that landfill by putting impermeable covers and layers. And we have been in the design portion of that. We have spoken to the people at Department of Health who supervise us and regulate that closure. And we have gotten good reviews on what we're proposing.
Kucharski explains that federal and state requirements mean the county must continue to maintain the landfill for decades.
We have a 30-year monitoring requirement on the closure. We have to continuously maintain and take groundwater samples and show to the Department of Health that we're not getting a lot of infiltration of groundwater or rainwater into and through the landfill. It'll be a 30-year process.
Once the Hilo landfill closes, all the county's waste will go to the Pu'uanahulu landfill in Waikoloa. Today, Pu'uanahulu landfill gets around 130 trucks a day, county, private haulers, and households, plus green waste. Kucharski says with the closure of Hilo landfill, 8 additional trucks will go from the old Hilo landfill to Pu'uanahulu over Saddle Road. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.